This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of John, chapter 10, beginning in verse 6, and speak on the subject, Jesus Christ is the door of the sheep. Notice in the book of John, chapter 10, beginning in verse 6, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. We find this, that Jesus Christ has just given the Pharisees and all of the people that are there listening to his preaching a parable concerning the fact of salvation. And he's speaking to them concerning the way that they can be saved. And he makes it very, very clear unto them when he says, I am the door of the sheep. I think that everybody knows what a door is. A door is that which is an entrance into another room or into another place. We go through doors all the time. There are doors that we go into our homes. There's a door into the church building. There is a door into the supermarket. There is a door into almost every building there is. Because if there's not a door, you simply can't get in. This is the very first fact that we ought to know about Jesus Christ. He is the door of salvation. There is no other way to be saved except to go through the door. The Bible makes this very clear here in verse 8. All that came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep do not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. It is absolutely true that Jesus Christ is the door of the sheep. There are many people that think that there's another way of salvation. There are those people that believe that joining a church is an excellent way to be saved. But it's not. Some folks believe that if you just pray through, then you can be saved. But prayer will not save you. You see, it's the blood of Jesus that saves. There's nothing wrong with a person praying to Jesus when they're lost and praying and asking Jesus to save them. But the fact is that the blood of Jesus is what cleanses. It is believing in Christ. It is trusting in Christ. It is going through that door from being lost into the condition of being saved. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the way that we get into heaven. We will not get there any other way. All the other ways are nothing but thieves and robbers. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13, Jesus says this as he preaches the Sermon on the Mount. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The truth is that there's only one way of salvation. Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, Jesus Christ is the door of the sheep. Another point here to remember is that all other ways are thieves and robbers. There are those that come to take for themselves. Jesus Christ came to give himself for us. A thief will break into your house because he wants what you have. He wants to take what you have and use it for himself. But Jesus Christ is the opposite of that. Jesus Christ came into the world. He left all the portals of heaven, everything that he had in heaven, and he came to give himself, that others might, through his sacrifice, find the way of salvation. But the Bible tells me this in verse 8, but the sheep did not hear them. And this is an absolute fact, that there are those people that are looking for a way of salvation that pleases themselves. They are not sheep. There are also those people that are looking for a way of salvation that pleases God, because they understand and know that they are going to have to stand before God Almighty and give an account to Him one of these days. And it is God that has put that within them. and they desire to be right with God and not wrong. What really is the way of salvation? The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4, concerning the gospel message. And that gospel message is very, very clear. The Bible states in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse 3, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He arose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Verse 3 and 4 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is the gospel message. This does not include baptism. It does not include giving tithes and offerings. It does not include church membership. What it includes is those things that Jesus Christ has done for us. And Jesus' gift that He gives to us is a free gift. He gives it by His grace. He gives it by His mercy to all of those people that would come to Him and ask. Notice what the Bible said in the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 9. Jesus says, "I am the door." Don't ever forget that. If you would desire to go to heaven, you must go to heaven through Jesus Christ. You will not get there by your good works or by your membership in a church or by your baptism or whatever, but you'll get there only through the door, and the door is Jesus Christ. Notice what it says, "By me if any man enter in, he shall be saved." What? Read that again. Verse 9 of John chapter 10. "I am the door," Jesus says. And He continues, "By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." Which man? Any man. It doesn't make any difference who you are. It doesn't make any difference if your dad is a preacher or if your mother is a good lady. It doesn't mean that you are into heaven without going through the door, Jesus Christ. It doesn't make any difference if you've never even been inside a church building. It doesn't make any difference if you've done drugs. It doesn't make any difference if you're an alcoholic. It doesn't make any difference if you have broken into someone's house and if you're a thief or if you're a robber or if you're a murderer. It doesn't make any difference. Jesus Christ said, "I come to save sinners." And the message goes out today to you that you can come through the door. The Bible said, any man. And so all you have to do is to admit that what you have is insufficient, that you are a sinner in the sight of God, that you have sinned in the sight of God, that you have transgressed the commandments of God, and you admit that before the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe that Jesus Christ will take you. You think of this. In the book of Luke chapter 23, the Bible talks about the thief on the cross. And here was a man who was hanging on a cross. He was dying because of his own sins. He himself was a sinner. That's what he said. He said in verse 41 of Luke 23, "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man," talking about Jesus Christ, "hath done nothing amiss." Here is a man who is guilty of crimes, and he is going to die on a cross because of his crimes against society. And this man readily admits that he is wrong. He readily admits that the government is right to kill him. And then he turns to Jesus Christ and he says, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." This man was saved not because he was able to tithe, not because he joined a church, not because he was baptized, not because he did a bunch of good works. But this man is saved by the grace that God gave unto him, just like every person is saved. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and verse 9, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Yes, Jesus Christ is the door of the sheep. The gospel message tells us that Jesus Christ has come into the world. He is from the Father. He has died. He was buried. But He arose again the third day, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And Jesus will give salvation to any man that comes. I would ask you this morning, would you admit what you are before God? The fact is this, every person is a sinner. And the only ones that Jesus saves are those that come to Him as a sinner. That's the only ones. You think about the parable of the publican and the Pharisee. And the Bible said there that the Pharisee came into the very temple of God, and he was bragging about himself and how good he was. But then the Bible talks about the publican, who would not even come close to the temple. The Bible said that he would not even lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but he smote himself upon his breast, and he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. It was the publican that went down to his house justified. The Pharisee did not. You can be religious, but you also can be lost. But Jesus is the door of the sheep, and if any man will come as a sinner before Jesus Christ, they will be saved. That is guaranteed by Jesus Christ. Notice also in the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 10, the Bible said here, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what Satan does, and that's what all of Satan's dupes do. All of Satan's ministers do. All of false religion does. It just comes to tie you up in knots and to allow you to spend your days doing nothing profitable for God or eternity, and then you die and go to a devil's hell. But listen what Jesus said in verse 10, John 10, verse 10, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. Jesus Christ said, I am the good shepherd. I am come to watch out for you. Don't ever doubt that that's so. Jesus Christ loves you. Know that that's so. And you need to come to Him as a lost sinner and trust Him. The only way that anybody can ever get into heaven is through Jesus Christ. Jesus said in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus comes to give life and to give life more abundantly. I am thankful that Jesus is the door. I'm glad that the church is not the door. You know why? Because the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, even local churches, are made up of individual people, and all of those individual people are sinners. But do you know who the door of the sheep is? The door of the sheep is the perfect one, the Son of God, the one who has never sinned, will never sin, cannot sin, and who is my Savior. I'm thankful today that baptism is not the door of salvation. I'm thankful that it's Jesus Christ. You know why? Because baptism is a work that I do. And I'm saved not by what I do. The Bible states in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. Why, if I was saved by my being baptized, I would brag about it. But I cannot brag about being saved. But I can brag about my Savior who saved me by His own grace. I'm glad today that tithing is not, or giving offerings unto the Lord, is not the door. I'm thankful that the door is Jesus Christ. He is the perfect one. He is our Creator. He's the one that loves us. He's the one that keeps us. He's the one that does all things for us. Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd. He is the one that watches out for our well-being. And I'm thankful to know that it's so. Well, I see that my time has slipped away from me once again this morning. Before we close, we would like to remind you of the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our regular preaching service at 11. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock is our midweek Bible study. You can also check us out on the internet by going to independencebaptist.org. We have much information there concerning the things that we believe, preach, and practice at the Independence Baptist Church. If you have any questions or comments concerning the things that I've preached this morning, you can contact me by either writing to Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, or my email address is on our church's website. That's independencebaptist.org. I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of your questions, knowing that God is the one that has all answers. In the meantime, we do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.